Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Fall is definitely in the air, and we have a storm coming in, but right now it is gorgeous out. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of September 26th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So last week, we had a pretty big energy shift with that full harvest moon, the equinox, and then the start of Libra season. All of it leading up to the final Mercury retrograde of 2021, which takes place tomorrow, Monday, on the 27th. Now, before we freak out about Mercury retrograde, let's just review what this means. So Mercury is the planet that controls all forms of communication. This means speaking, reading, writing. It also controls travel and electronics. So when Mercury goes retrograde, meaning it's moving backward on the chart, these areas of our life tend to get affected. And this can show up as being misunderstood with miscommunication. There could be delays with things, including your travel. There could be mistakes on important documents, or even your car, your computer, or your phone having issues. So during the time that Mercury is retrograde, from now until October 18th, just double check everything. There's no need to freak out about it at all. Just be really clear with your communication. If somebody takes something the wrong way, just, you know, go back and explain, hey, I didn't mean it like that. And then just roll with things. That is the easiest way to just get through a Mercury retrograde. Just roll with it. The great news, though, is that this Mercury retrograde is taking place in Libra, which is a sign known for being peaceful and harmonious and relationship-oriented. So Libra is ruled by Venus, which is the planet of love and affection. And so this retrograde gives us the opportunity to recalibrate our one-on-one partnerships. Mercury retrograde works with all the re words, like revise, review, rethink, redo. Right now, we're getting the opportunity to revise and rethink our relationships. And we're revising relationships with everyone in our lives, including our romantic partners, our friends, our family, even coworkers. Basically, Mercury retrograde gives us an opportunity for do-overs. I love a do-over, for rethinking and redoing things over. And then we're in October. I can't believe it. We're in October. What is it today? 4 days till we're in October. So October gets its names from the Romans. So back in the day, calendars had 10 months, and October was the 8th month of that 10-month year. Now we're talking a long, long time ago. So October comes from the Latin octo, which means 8. And 8 is a symbol of prosperity, wealth, and peace. So October is typically the time of year when farmers harvest. So it's an abundant time of year. And 8 is a lucky and prosperous number. So it makes complete sense that during this time of harvest, of prosperity and of abundance, and then a Mercury retrograde that is about redoing and rethinking relationships, that this would be the time to reevaluate and rethink our relationship with money. And we've talked about our relationship with money other times on this podcast, about how you treat your money is how it treats you. So right now we have the opportunity to examine our relationship with money and make some changes. So let's start from the beginning. Start thinking about the inherited money beliefs you picked up from your parents and then the environment you grew up in when you were younger. All of us have inherited beliefs that shape how we think about money. Now, I saw my parents spend money on traveling and not so much on like home decor. So I like to think I'm pretty aware of my relationship with money, but even now I have no problem dropping $300 or $400 a night on a hotel room, but I struggle with spending that much on a chair that I'll be sitting in every day. So identify the beliefs you'd like to change. It's pretty easy to recognize these beliefs because most of the time they make you feel bad. They make you feel shame. Like thoughts like, you haven't saved enough for retirement, or you have too much debt, or you're barely making ends meet. There's shame around all of those. So just being aware of these beliefs helps to shift them. So any and all negative thoughts about your finances are ripe for changing right now. One of the biggest and best belief shifts that you can make about money is the idea that we are attracting it. This is a major shift in what we've been taught about money. We've been taught that you have to work hard, that you have to sacrifice, that you have to work for 40 years and then retire to enjoy your lives. And then all of those thoughts make me feel like crap. I don't want any of those beliefs. I choose not to believe any of those. If how you think about money makes you feel bad, then those beliefs are cock-blocking money from getting to you. Money attraction is controlled by how we feel. And this is the biggest reason why I talk so much about happiness on this podcast. When you're happy, the vibration of your body increases. Your cells vibrate higher. This increased vibration attracts more good stuff, including money. So basically, and this is very basic, just so we can get the concept, putting your focus on being happy and feeling joy and feeling gratitude attracts money. And I've told a few of you this story before, but I met this old wise monk dude years ago in San Francisco, and I do not remember his name, and I'm so bummed about that. But he told me that you can make more money by meditating for an hour than working 8 hours. And this has stuck with me now for God going on close to 40 years. And I don't know about you, but I will take that deal every day. Meditate for an hour or work for 8 hours. Sign me up for meditation. And that is what I do. My spiritual practice is all about keeping myself balanced and happy. The result of this is that I attract money like a mofo. I'm more than happy to be the guinea pig for this and dedicate my life to living this way so that I can show others that it is possible. So please take some time this week to think about your limiting money beliefs and to just be open to the possibility that you are attracting money based on how you feel. Okay, so to recap, we got Mercury retrograde starting tomorrow for about 3 weeks. So just be ultra clear with your communication and then roll with any delays. We're just gonna roll with everything the next 3 weeks. Calm and collect, just roll with everything. It's also a fabulous time to rethink, redo, and reimagine things. Anything, but especially one-on-one relationships and your relationship with money. So there are just a couple of days left of my annual 50% off everything sale. So I suggest you treat yourself to a gift certificate that you can use in the future if you're not ready for an appointment right now. Also, the 3 and 5 hour mini mentoring packages save you a lot of money when you break those into 30-minute sessions. It breaks down to just $35 for a 30-minute session when you purchase the 3 hour package and $32.50 with the 5 hour package. So this is another really affordable way to work with me. And then finally, this is the only time all year that monthly mentoring will be on sale. So if you are not ready for mentoring right now, but think that you might be in the next year, buy it now and use it when you're ready. There are no expiration dates on anything. And you can find all the details and do some shopping, save some money on abundology.com. So as usual, thank you so much for listening. Please just take some time to be open to the idea that we are attracting money. Just this major belief shift can shift everything in your life. Everything. How you feel about relationships and yourself and your body and your health and how you live your life, that major shift. So think about it this week. Just be open to the possibility. Have a fabulous week. And remember, if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend. And I'll talk to you next week.